This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
We've got pressure across the board today, serious pressure, but losses, 7 cents in the corn, 9 in the beans, and about 6 in the wheat. I just think that the Santa Claus rally we had last week ran out of steam, got a little overbought. The market's more focused on the big supply coming in the next few months with the record crop in South America and big crops in wheat. Record bean crop in South America, maybe over 80 million metric tons. Big Argentine crop could be a record 60 million. And the big wheat crops of our exporters that we deal with. Pretty good supplies. The weather is pretty benign in South America and no threatening weather ahead. So the market is focused on the supply, and you know, Trump did Russian Ukraine deals is also a factor, but nothing that Russia did meet with Ukraine at Mar-a-Lago in his Florida state over the weekend, but nothing material was determined there.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
At the close, March corn down 7 3/4 at 442 1/4. January soybeans down 9 1/4 at 1049 1/2. January soybean meal down 490 at 298.80. Soybean oil up 6 cents at 48.78. On the Merck, February live cattle down 67 cents at 228.97. January feeders up 82 cents at 347 even. February lean hogs down a nickel at 84.47. Pork cutout went unchanged at 83.75. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.